People are often surprised by the fond memories I have growing up in Santa Fe, Texas. I guess in today's political climate, it's hard to think that a nerdy Muslim kid from Pakistan could get along so well in a conservative, largely white town. But I remind them that when I first moved there in the early 90s, like most fifth graders, I didn't exactly know who I was yet, and so I was pretty adaptable to a new culture, a new identity. In fact, I like to think that I not just survived in Santa Fe, but I thrived there because of the values we shared. For example, generations of Texans all view the gridiron as the land of opportunity for anyone willing to put in the work. Although I'd never played football before moving to Santa Fe, I quickly grew to love it because I could see my hard work and performance reflected on the field. By sophomore year, I made the varsity team, and with that Letterman jacket came the respect and support of not only my classmates, but the entire town. Despite my distinct religious, ethnic, and cultural background, I wasn't an outsider. I was part of a larger family. As families often do, we didn't always see eye to eye. Like many teenagers, I found my first political voice in Santa Fe High School. And more often than not, it didn't match the pulse of the town. My junior year, shortly after the Columbine shooting, I took on the controversial topic of gun reform for a speech competition. Before I really knew what a Democrat or Republican stood for, I felt compelled to be a voice for sensible gun restrictions in a community that was looking for a very different solution. Although I doubt I convinced many, I always felt respected and heard, and tried to ensure that I demonstrated the same courtesy to anyone I engaged. The hot-button issue never strayed far from my mind as I encountered the topic from multiple angles as a graduate student in medicine and public policy. However, it was a course on negotiations that reminded me how critical it is to not simply understand, but also appreciate the values and identity of the other side. Earlier this month, just a few days after the Santa Fe High School shooting, I attended a lecture by Daniel Shapiro, a professor of negotiations at Harvard Law. Over years of research, he's participated in hundreds of international disputes where people have been literally killing each other for generations, and he studied how incredibly important the role of identity is in those conflicts. He learned that when we hear ideas or arguments that conflict with our personal identity, we shut them out completely. I couldn't help but think about the two sides of the gun debate in this country. Growing up in Santa Fe, I knew immediately after the shooting that our community's response would be a stark contrast from Parkland that occurred just a month earlier. I knew that Santa Fe residents would not simply turn their back on firearms that are viewed as an essential part of their culture and identity. I also know that despite our differing views on the best policy to prevent these terrible tragedies, we share the same desire to protect our children and safeguard our community. Reflecting on my life and friendships in Santa Fe, I feel strongly that moving this national conversation forward means starting with respect and appreciation for each other's values and identities. Then, I hope, we can find solutions that don't create winners and losers.